everybody knows who he is. Rafael Antonesky, thank you very much for coming.
Truth be told, I was a little bit in a quandary as well of what language to speak, because I wanted very much that the Mansiyah should understand what's being spoken as well. And I know that English wasn't so much his forte. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't lack kishrim, he doesn't lack the brains, the wherewithal to understand. But the Moshe said very well, he said something we call Tvorim shel alev nichnosim l'alev. So what I have to make sure of doing is La'odoy ma'achei lev v'me'ashem ma'an aloshoi. A person is ma'arich es libo, he's masader, he puts his lev in the right place. Ma'ashem ma'an aloshoi. The loshoi that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a loshoi which is understood by all. In Rebbe Tzir, we'll also understand what we're saying. Eich pashtei. As if Musa Amod of Rebbe Yidah Sheikh, we're standing for Shpeh Yidah Sheikh. It's the whole thing. I start with Chvoyd Achsanya. Rabbi Nachim disappeared, I'm not sure exactly why, but I'll put it with Chvoyd Achsanya. Pasuk says in Mishlei a few places, Shem Yitzali Gover Kainon Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesada, the Tzodim of a person. Where a person goes, Radlin Bamash, in and out of the lay, the feet of a person are his Arevim, the Mokim Shetzorach Leilech, Boi Melichel Yisoy. Baruch Hashem HaMazoich was a number of years ago to teach a certain class in Baltimore, and I was Zoich at Avra Benachem sitting there amongst the rest of the Talmidim. And after the class, after the particular course, he spoke with me, Ishis, personally, about certain questions he had, basic questions about his future, his Mishpacha's future, and we had a long, hard talk, and there was an interesting affinity, very interesting connection. I felt the Ehrlichkeit, straight, the Yashlus that the Rusa Shehidim have. Baruch Hashem, I said again, and who would have thought that I should come now to such a beautiful maimid? I give a baruch, it should be a bayis shemekadlun by the Torah, the Torah and the Tefillah, bayis godoil, shemekadlun by the Torah and the Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. Same with that Baruch Hashem, you're a shatech pula and a dover toy, but over chashar adlun mo'ed, you should continue always to be part and parcel of divrei mitzvah, the chizuk Torah and the Udah. The truth is that there are organizations and there are organizations. I've heard about Tolish Yeshurim from the periphery here in America. Unfortunately, there isn't enough pilsomet. There isn't enough noise about the Moshe by Tolish Yeshurim. But Baruch Hashem, we heard things in the past, here and there, we get these regards about a Moshe such as this. But it's personality based. It's a Moshe that Baruch Hashem was miyusad, was grounded, was established by Anoshim Chashuv Madlam Oidu Bufrat. I single out the Yitzchak Zilber Zechatzadi Bekodesh Nevroche. As mentioned before, who doesn't know the legendary stories of the Mesiris Nefesh that Rav Yitzchak had in Russia? The Mesiris Nefesh he had to be Moisar HaTorah that he took from his father, the Rav, the Choshev Talmud Chocham, privately taught, Mi'av Leben. And then the Moshe the Messiah at Torah to his bent Rebbe Nsi and Shlita. Who doesn't know, who wasn't familiar with the legends, the stories heard about? Kol Chelki at Torah, Kol Rosli Onisle. The Messiah's Nefesh to avoid the Chilul Shabbos, Rachman and Litzman in the worst of conditions. The Messiah's Nefesh on every level of Messiah's Nefesh. I went through the brochures that I got not long ago in the mail from Torah Yeshurun. And I saw something that struck me. The language used to describe Rebbe Yitzchak was the father of Russian Jewry in Eretz Yisrael. The father. And I thought to myself how appropriate these words are. In this week's parasha, we find a Moreh Dik Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Me'ayeli Bosa. Me'ayeli Bosa. How can I give Bosa l'chol ha'omazeh? What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Apela Dik Yishayla. All of us could simply say, Ayad Hashem Tiktzor, is there any lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving over you what needs to be given? What's Pshat Nishayla Me'ayim Libosom, Helenik Yiposom? And Kam Epsuki, where Moshe Rabbeinu is misloining, and he says, what can I do? How can I manage? Where could, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel, he can do what has to be done. Rav Yeruchim, the Miran Ashkiach, has a Moyer Dikishmus. He speaks to you about what Hanhogi is, what is Manhigus, what's leadership. And he starts with an interesante pizgon. It's an expression that says, A father can support 10 children, but 10 children find it hard to support one father. Usually we understand this idiom, this expression, as something which describes, unfortunately, the lack of caring that children have for their father. Rabbi Yeruchim, in his individual way, understands, Av echot yochayu lisboil, v'linsoy asor avonim, he says, because a father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'briyose, established that the father has the bekoyach to be miyasin, to be mechaye, to be mezin, to be mefalnes, to give chiyumi to his children. Kerachimov avonim, there's a rachmonis, the father has on his band, the Torah was miyasin. The burden was miyasin. That's tivi, tivay shaloylo. And a father never ceases to worry about and care for his children. That's the mitzvah of a father. Whatever the matzav should be, Avil Vaito Gevim, Avaito Gevim, Avaito Gevim, Tos is Ahav Leben. The Ahav is Ahav Leben, which is the Gevim Lahalochim. Says he, a manig has to understand and has to view that the people who is being manig is Ka'av Leben. A true manig understands that he has the total achrayis, Heim Bemozayin, Heim Befanosa, Heim Begashmi, Heim Beruchnis. The achrayis is totally upon, it's incumbent that lies in the back of the manik. In emissa manik, in emissa meir is one that understands ke'avel b'loi, shehu noisei oistam, bu soilel oistam, so too a manik understands that he is the one who gives heim b'chiyus agash, heim b'chiyus abuchani, he is mechaye, meizun umafane, he is b'noisei v'soibel, all those that he leads. That's an emissa manik. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, me'ayim li boso, who am I that as my achrayas as a father should be able, I should understand that through me, al yodi should be all the chiyus, the chiyumi to my children. Of course he knows that Kodesh Baruch is the Kol Yachol, but he feels upon himself a personal achrayas that because he is the manig, I personally, says Moshe Rabbeinu, have to be mefalnes, amazing, and mechayim. Dos is a manig. I saw the interview to Reb Yitzchok. I felt he was impassioned. His metzius was, ich feel the achrayis. I feel totally the achrayis. I feel the responsibility for every single Russian. For every single individual that came to Oile Russia, I understand what he needs. And of course, I feel ka'avel b'noi. Not only he cared because he taka the natural emotion of a father to a child, but he felt upon his shoulders the achrayis. He was a noisei oil. A noise bi oil and noise oil shall be Russia. He was in fact the father of Russian Jewry in Eretz Israel. Toilois Yeshurun, the Tailodois, the Tailodos of this Dover Yoshar, this Yashron, the entire noise that speaks for itself, that is Ka'av the Ben, always Machlaudi Ketoldois, the Metzius of an Av, is understanding naturally, naturally, of what a Ben needs to have, Heim b'chiyus, b'mod b'chiyus ruchni, Heim b'chiyus gashmi. I was born in Shem Zoyche to be in Russia in 1988. I was there for 16 days. At that point, it was still the Iron Curtain. The Iron Curtain had not yet melted. Glasnost, Perestroika, there were keywords that were going around. It was the beginning of the fissures, of the break of the Iron Curtain. 16 days in Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to be hounded by the KGB. I could still tell my grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, the Maimi Yohan and Husia, but the Litin Gefelech, the Kadidet. I could say that to my children. I was there for the 16 days. When I came back a changed person. I came back, I did not view the world the same. I was there, like I say, 16 days, and I could say to him, every single day I spoke close to 16 hours a day. There was almost nothing to eat, not for myself, nor for those that I spoke to. But the bikush, l'rov l'alechem l'tzom alamayim kim l'shmoyes d'var Hashem, was a metzias of a bikush which was non-stop. There was no such thing as taking a break. And I went, any question, it was a group together, trekta shayla, let's see the question of the day. They asked and I spoke 2-3 hours on the question. I'll never forget sitting in Leningrad, there's a fellow, Ilya Dyumin his name was, in Leningrad. And he turns to me with the following strange question. One of the previous shlichim came by and he said, the gematria of samach, 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 resh, which for those who know Russian, seh, 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 re, which is the Soviet Union at that time, is written on the walls. The gematria is exactly Mitzrayim, he tells me. Is there anything about that? So I told him, what are you talking about? And I spoke 2.5 hours to explain to him why Samach, Reish is Begimatria in Mitzrayim. I explained to him Meitzah, Shtepa of the Meitzah, Meitzah in the head, Meitzah in the Gvul. I explained to him what the Golas Rishon and Golas Achrim, and so on and so forth. I took him through the entire the Dubur of Golas and Gvula. I'll never forget sitting in Vilna, two from Yidden, Zeb and his wife, Zeb Ries and his wife, with two children. That's it. There's one fellow, Reichman, sitting in the back. What should we speak about? A group of 40, 50 people, what should we speak about? One person says, maybe Purim, because it was Aleph Purim Kotten. Someone else says, maybe Lashon Hora, because Mrs. Ries had just finished learning Sefer Chofetz Chaim with them. I said, I'll tell you what we'll speak about. The Shaychus of Purim and Lashon Hora. And I spoke to them 2.5 hours about the Shaychus of Purim and Lashon Hora. But they didn't move. They didn't stop. It was non-stop. Bikush. We sat in hotel rooms. And I came back and I saw Loira of Lalech, but some of the Mayim came, Lishmoya took a different meaning. It was a different proportion. And my spilus was, there was absolutely no interest in the Russian mentality to dwell on Gashmir. Not only because they didn't have, they were thinkers. They were people that thought differently. Their culture was a culture of intellectualism. It wasn't a culture of Gashmir because they simply didn't have any Gashmir. As much as they explained it away, there was nothing there. I'll never forget. The lines were famous. There was one line over there that I see people walking with full baskets and long lines and coming out with empty baskets. I was staying from the top of a whole tall building. This was in Leningrad. And I asked, I don't understand that. My line seems to be strange. They're walking out. He says they're returning used bottles for a few kopecks to get back from the bottles back. A long line to return bottles. Rahman would smoke. Kashmir didn't exist there. So the entire Russian mentality became one of Bikush Ruchnis, Bikush Tvorim Shal Chochma, Divrei Chochma. Everyone, do you know of a Russian who's not a physics major, an engineer, he's not a brilliant mathematician? There was a totally different mentality. The Goyim says something fascinating. The Goyim says in Mishlei Anan Shir Hashirim the following Yisoy. On the Pasuk, Liv Yas Chein Hein L'Reishecha V'Anokim L'Gagir R'Reishecha. He quotes Yerushalmi that there was an interesting something that was bought. And Gamliel bought his wife an interesting headpiece to put on top of her head. So Eishes Rabbi Kiva said, I'd like to get that as well. Said Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva tells back his wife and says, I'm sorry, let me explain to you, he says. A kishut, an ornament, V'yisoydoi, the word comes from the word koshet, which is truth. K'shoit atzmucha l'achach k'shoit acherim. Koshet is truth. That means although kishut, which is an ornament, which seems to be something which is not truth, it has to be truth. That means it has to work in consonance. It has to agree with the metzias of the person wearing it. A person puts on certain ornaments, certain makeup. If the person doesn't fit the makeup, it's ostentatious, it's unacceptable, it's means. But the kishut has to be kifiyak shoyt shalavodom. So Eshes Rav Akiva told back his wife and said, I'll tell you like this. There are different ma'ilas. There's a ma'il of someone who's a balas roish, and someone who's a balas ma'izin. A balas roish, a kopshtik, big head, smart, intellectual, a thinker. Via the kishut is this fancy ornament that goes on the head, this little crown-like ornament. But for you, you're a balas maisim, not a balas seichel. For you, it's a necklace, which has many, many parts to it. It goes around the neck and so forth. It describes why it exactly fits your personality. For you, the kishut has to be something which kefiya koishet shaloch, said Rabbi Kiva l'ishtoi. Liv yas chein, heim l'roishecha, to a bal roish, to a bal seichel, to the intellectual, Liv Yaschein. V'anokim Nagalga Reisecha, talking about you have to have the necklace, which is many, many components, goes around the neck, the vertebrae, Chalokim, says the Goyim, he goes on to explain, that's the kishut for you. The shtim with your personality, who you are, that's what you have to be wearing, says the Goyim. And he goes on, he says, this is b'yesoyde the hevdel between Torah and Mitzvot. Torah, he says, is the chaticha achas. Torah is the exercise of the head. Torah is an exercise of thought. Ma'ase enkel mitzvah is called mitzvah v'zmano Kol mitzvah al-makoyim v'shaito, tzedor v'poshet, there are many chalokim to mitzvahs. One's libyas, chen hin v'reshech, thus his Torah says the goyim, v'anokim l'gar yosech, is ma'is. That's mitzvahs, ma'is and mitzvahs. The goyim is telling us on the shundaki yisoyid. There are many, many types of people. There are people that are more taken by intellectual prowess, intellectual, wondrous intellectual kunsten. There are people who are more balei ma'isa, more shaykh, people of action. There are people who are balei halacha, because they live with halichos olam. They live with certain halachim. There are people who appreciate the fact that there are rigid rules and regulations, the things that should be done or shouldn't be done, and so on and so forth. Yet there are those that appreciate the kop, they appreciate muskolos, they appreciate Torah lahav. That's what they appreciate. The Russian mentality, before the Iron Curtain came down, was one which was totally muskolis. As I say, there was no interest in Meisim all that much. There was no cheshek to Dvorim Shal Geshem. It was kolkulei inyonei ruach. With the fall of the Iron Curtain, understandably, the Russian was also introduced to Olam Hazeh. He also found ways where he could find himself Olam Hazenik. In Israel, they were introduced to many things that tried to pull them away. In America, there are many things that pull them away as well. But nonetheless, the Russian mentality is not Tarbut HaMa'arav. It's not Western culture. It doesn't live with the entire insidious Yetzer Hara Olam Hazeh that we have in this country, and unfortunately that Israel has found its way as well. The Russian mentality is a totally different one. Russian mentality is someone who thinks, appreciates thought, understands muskolos, and still lives there in spite of what he's been introduced to. In spite of what he's seen, Nachman would stop the way has it. And because of that, there is an unbelievable need to have an organization in Moisim. Besides in sheer numbers and Hatzlochel, that this Moisim has been Matzliach with, but there's a need, as Rav Nachman mentioned before so beautifully, there's a difference. It's a different Mahus, almost a Sovieticus. It's a different Metzilus. It's something that comes out of this type of milieu, of this kind of mentality, where muskolos with Torah means something. The Mishnah Novas speaks about Talmid of Shalan, Akoyin, Oyev Shalim, Oyev Shalim. Oyev is Abriyas and Mekalvon La Torah. Oyev is Abriyas and Mekalvon La Torah. We're speaking about a very specific type, understandably Torah, and Ma'or Shavim, Avzirah, and Mutav is true about every individual. Amalam Torah it mentioned, Vashtetach, Vos Mekarev mentioned, the limit of Torah alone is something which brings a person. Oyev is Abriyas and Mekarvon La Torah. Nisht, it's through Torah. But to the Russian specifically, there is no question that a system based on Limudei HaTorah, it's there, and necessarily there, that the Russian will appreciate Amor Shaboy Machzir Al-Mutam, necessarily through the fact that he's challenged to think. There has not been yet a person that came out of the Soviet Union, and the Dor Sheni also not, that I haven't been able to speak to and engage on an intellectual level, on a level of chokhmah, of thinking. Not narishkeit, not trivialities. Everything means something to them. It's nothing which is taken lightly. It's thought, it's thinking process. How do I understand this? Why should this be true? Understandably, it's challenging because they're cup mentioned. They're not taken by emotion. Because of that, they need necessarily the ones to move in and to take the place of all the other thinking things that go on in their thoughts. The system, after going through the information of this Moisiv, is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. We're talking about, besides the 67 locations throughout the country that have over there people where you come and sit and learn, but the Chavrusa system, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa, is something which is unbelievable. We understand ourselves that every single piaster, every pruta, every shekel chodosh that goes towards these in the light learning with other Russians, besides the fact that it's rebuilding Klal Yisrael, is being mechazik in the light that they themselves need chiyuni. You understand that tzadokas haTorah, the average case of quote kiruv organizations means he's out there being mechazik, trying to get him to put on a tefillin and so on and so forth. Fine, it's money. We could debate how well spent it should be. But to talk about money where every pruta, every penny, every dollar goes to a man who's a paras hakodesh, who gives up his time and his aliyah and chani to see to it that other along with his same ilk should also learn the Ma'ariv Shavuot. We have Atzlokas HaTorah, we have Atzlokas Nefashos, we have Kol Mitzvah Shavuot. Let me share with you a personal story, just to appreciate how far this goes. A personal story, I call it personal because although the story maybe you won't know, I'll say it nonetheless because it is in fact personal. In the mid-50s, there was a year that Rav in Miami Beach, named Mordechai Shapiro. They went there, it's Yisrael, Achoshi B'Talmud Chochim, Achoshi B'Talmud Rabban Kotler Zatzal. He was in Eretz Yisrael. And one Erev Shabbos, he was there and he sees a small kiosk in Tel Aviv on the street, and he sees a kiosk and he sees someone over there in the little wood color, shaking, a little beer, shaking. He watched and he sees someone go over to Erev Shabbos, and he asked, what's up? He wants a package of cigarettes. So he looks up for a second, says, Ma'asha, tell him, 12:30. He tells him, Ani lo mocher cigariot acher chatzot Erev Shabbat. It's a santa reply, he doesn't sell cigarettes Erev Shabbos after chatzot. So it piqued his interest, he was curious. He said, Chanutka, the daughter of him, who is this? What is this kid? He walks over to him. He sees he's obviously shaking over his safer learning. Someone comes over, he gives him his paper, he gives him his things, and he goes back to his learning. He goes over to the kiosk and he tracks up the conversation. He says, Shalom Aleichem, was macht der Yid? He looks up. He says, Aleichem Shalom? He says, who are you? The Mordechai Shapiro asks the fellow, what's your name? He says, his name is Yankele Oxenkrug. Where are you from? Minsk. All of us know Minsk is Belarus, it's the White Russian. Minsk. Here we are in Israel. Aha. He says, where are you from? Who's on here? He asks him, Mordechai Shapiro, says, from America. That's from America? Oh, I'm here from America. He laughs almost to himself, he chuckles to himself, and he says the following. He says, years ago, he knew a little child in Minsk, and he remembers giving money for this child's ticket to Slobodka. And he says, he heard years later that he ended up somehow in America, but you wouldn't know him. He says, what is his name again? These are the Geisen. Arke Sislevitza. So the Mordechai Shapiro got very excited. He says, really? He says, yeah, the guy's reminiscing. He says, he used to be, he was a taboch in Minsk, he was a butcher. And from every ruble he made, he took one kopek, he put it aside for Achzokas HaTorah. And there were a few precocious children in the shul there. And he paid for two tickets for two precocious children that to go to Yeshiva to Slobodka. He had two. He doesn't remember the name of the other one, but this one he remembers, Arke Sislevitza. Was a brilliant little child. He says, "How can Sislevitzer as Heinz Rabban Kotler, as Rabban Kotler in America, as Godel Abdor in America?" Oh, thank you. Give one another choshu. I give him a crazy baltishon. A posh the Minsky here sitting over there in the kiosk, not knowing Rabban anything, and he tells us Rabban Kotler. Wow, he was nazir barash that this posh the balabos Yankele Oxenkrug, a katzer, a butcher in Minsk, ended up paying the ticket that pulled it in well-known Rabban had Nisyonos, Kiyadua, who were those that tried to prevent Rabban from going to Slobodka to learn. His sister, Kiyadua, was a mathematician who tried to get Rabban to go into academia, not to go B'Shemoifim to Slobodka to learn. Fine. But Mordechai comes back to America, and he had the opportunity the following year to speak at the Torah Masorah Convention, and he was still taken by this unbelievable story. He gets up and he says, Rabbi, I have a story to tell you about how it is that we can be matzal nefoshes, every single Jew, what you can do for him. Listen to the story, a posh tehid, that he took a kopek from each time, a kopek he put to his side, Barzokas Atarim, from Dortmund to Kuwait, America. And he says over the story with the Hispilus Proteus, and he says the story, and as he speaks, and he says, comes to the punchline, he says, Ah, Kesisla Mitzirataran Kotla. There's suddenly a commotion at the head table. What's the commotion? Everyone's looking. And Meizei, the Rav Yankiv Kamenetsky, stands up in the middle of the drosh, out of character. Vossi, so he walks over. He says, Ich will so in den Leuten, der Meise ist der richtige Meise. Ich will das geben dem zweiten Kind. Let's think for a moment what he said. He was the second one that had this. He's the second ticket came from his Yankele Oxenkrug. Paid for two tickets for two children, two youngsters, 13 years old, from Minsk to go to Slobodka. And the rest, as they say in America, is history.
That is to say that my Zayda and Rabbi Yankiv and Rabbanu Zechatzad and Kolish and Mrocha will be here in America, and where we can say the miyazdin of Torah in America and the tzura that it took. From a poshut yid, Yankel Oxenkrug, that understood a little bit of Achzokas HaTorah, what it means to be Mazik Torah, this is what fell out. Here we have an opportunity in our voice of Achzokas HaTorah, Kivshuta Imamish, helping a younger man sit and learn. Uwe Neusit was there, who knows the children that come out of it. I'll tell you a Meister with the Diyava Uvde. When I was there in Minsk, I was in Minsk in 1988, one of the cities I saw was Minsk. As a Freud Matsugi Kuman, an elder woman comes to me with a child and a grandchild and goes soon to Eretz Yisrael. She Zivila Broche for Reden. Zivila Broche for Reden. I said, Agila Broche, the kinds always wax on Alon Gol. A kinds always wax on Alon Gol. Agila Broche, she will become a great person. Bikitsu, that was the end of the story. Like many other stories, it goes. I get regards a while later, a strange story about a woman that came to Eretz Yisrael with her grandchild. And as the Derech of Eretz Yisrael is, they took her, sent her up to some yeshuv over there where they were being absorption centers for Russian Jews. It was not a place which we could say was dati by a far cry. She comes to the head of the miklati of the place and the absorption and says, I can't be here. Why can't you be here? The Rebbe mir gesagt, as when kind design an Odom Godel, dort in Ishbaksig an Odom Godel. He saw he's dealing with a woman that's not going to budge, and he ended up sending him to Yerushalayim, and he ended up going to one of the moises in Yerushalayim. Within 6 months, he was the best in the entire cheder, in Ilu Yotsu. I haven't followed up through this, but as a kid that was Edyo in the Godel, Edyo in the Godel, in this a kid that was Mishich Moi Lamayla to the rest of the children. Das sind schwer wie zwei Werte, sonst kein Meif ist nicht kein Bruch, es sind schwer wie du stehst wachs in Ordnung Ordnung. Which of these Russians, heim be kat Nussam, heim be zin Nussam, heim be gad Nussam, is not Edyoy le Goinis, Edyoy le Gadlus, every one of them. Simply because these people are Balei Noyach, Balei Seichel. And we can use Vos Smer, we can use as much as we possibly can in Gadlus, in Gadlus, the Torah of Yerushalayim. There's a need. There's a small, modest get-together, understandably. But there's a need more than anything else. You can see in the Tzadak Klochtzimir. He was a little bit misleading that because every dollar is so well spent, and every dollar goes where it's supposed to go, they don't have the money for persomet. They don't have the money for advertisements. And it's not in the voice that's well-known in America. There's a need for every single person in this room that knows what this moisture is to make it a point to tell 10 others, who in turn should tell 10 others in America to see to it, that this shouldn't be a moisture that has to muchazich for its $1.5 million budget. It's a moisture that should have the ability to have an excess. Understand, it will never be in excess. But it's another posh that there's no reason in the world that an organization such as this, Toilois Yeshuvun, from the Toilodos, from Yashlus, the things that are built, who can't look back for a moment to speak about the Reichtum, the richness of Yiddishkeit that came from Russia? The richness of Yiddishkeit is the Eingesagt in der Welt, it's a country which was there, that as much as the Malchus Arisha, which is Ka'oshan Kvarkolto. But the Meister, they were sitting over there, as much as they tried to eradicate the Metzius from Bnei Yisrael, the only Russia, is still the Metzius, but without this Mishnah Uvek. It's a question of bringing it out, waking it up. And understandably, once that sleeping giant is woken, in Eretz Yisrael makes quite a large percentage of the population. And because Eretz Yisrael considers itself part of the Western democracies, Western culture, It's a whole stream of Yiddishkeit that will not fit into the rest of what Eretz Yisrael has to say. They need the people to make them the Neter that is supposed to become. And in Yitz Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Hein Go'al Yeschem Achris Kereishis, the fact that Mitzrayim is Gimachia Samach 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 Reish, the Gula Rishoyle was, so too with the Oile Rusya Yitz Hashem Yishem Yizoychet the Gula Shmir.